Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian government planes have bombed U.S.-supported Kurdish militia targets in the northeastern town of Hasakah for the second consecutive day. The airstrikes mark the first time since the start of the country's civil war 5 years ago that Syrian government warplanes targeted a majority Kurdish enclave. They also appear to mark a break between Syrian government troops and Kurdish forces that had been working loosely together against Islamic State fighters in the city since 2014. The head of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights told the media that more than 20 people were killed by both the airstrikes and fighting on the ground between Kurdish militiamen and government forces. Syrian planes struck Hasakah on Thursday as well. In response, the U.S. scrambled aircraft to protect coalition forces. The Pentagon contacted the Russian government as well, which has been carrying out airstrikes in Syria in support of the Assad government. Meanwhile, the head of the UN's children's organization, UNICEF, says thousands of Syrian children are in danger of contracting diseases because of a lack of water in some parts of Aleppo. Christoph Bulirak added that the ongoing fighting is preventing technicians from fixing severely damaged water and electrical systems.
Access to safe water in Aleppo continued to deteriorate in the past 2 weeks. The situation is particularly worsening for civilians living in the eastern parts of the city where taps have gone dry and families have no safe water through the public network.
The UN has proposed a 48-hour ceasefire to allow humanitarian relief supplies to reach the city. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump visited flood-ravaged parts of Louisiana with his vice presidential candidate Mike Pence on Friday. Speaking later in Michigan, Trump praised the spirit of the people in the southern state. He also took a shot at President Barack Obama for not ending his vacation to go to the flood-ravaged area.
The devastation, likewise, they've never seen anything like it. But the spirit of the people is incredible, and honestly, Obama ought to get off the golf course and get down there.
The White House says the president plans to visit the area next week. He has been on vacation on Martha's Vineyard. Trump was speaking in his first public appearance since his campaign manager Paul Manafort resigned. Manafort submitted his resignation Friday. Trump thanked him for his work, calling him a true professional. Late Friday, a U.S. judge ordered Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton to answer questions in writing from a conservative legal advocacy group about her use of a private email server during her tenure as Secretary of State. Republicans have pressed to keep the issue of Clinton's email use alive after the FBI closed its investigation last month without recommending criminal charges. Florida Governor Rick Scott said on Friday that officials had identified a second area of Zika transmission on the U.S. mainland. Scott told reporters that five infections had been linked to an area that encompasses most of the tourist-friendly South Beach. Scott says he is asking the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for specific help.
We will continue to work with the county's Mosquito Control District and the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services to ensure we are utilizing all resources for the mosquito abatement.
Another infection zone had previously been identified in Miami's Wynwood Arts District. American swimmer Ryan Lochte has apologized for his behavior in a robbery scandal in Rio following his competition in the Olympics. In a statement on Twitter Friday, Lochte wrote that he wanted to apologize for his behavior and for not being more careful and candid in how I described the events of that early morning. He also apologized for his role in taking the focus away from the athletes competing in the games. Lochte and three teammates initially told police they were robbed at gunpoint early Sunday morning on their way back from a party outside the Olympic Village. Two of the swimmers later admitted to fabricating that story after they were detained at the airport while trying to return to the United States. The U.S. Olympic Committee said the athlete's behavior was unacceptable and apologized to the Brazilian people. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.